Well, talk about backpedalling, eh? As you know, the central plank of Mr. Shorten's so-called keynote address, I don't know who writes this stuff, to the ALP National Conference last month was this unbelievable and unaffordable undertaking to set a 50% renewable energy target by 2050. And as I explained to you yesterday, if that were to come from solar power, you'd need so many panels that they'd have to cover an area more than twice the size of Australia. So that means to be no people, no farms, no factories, no houses, no nothing. It's beyond belief that anyone can say this. To quote him precisely, he said, by 2030, our aim is for renewable energy to generate 50% of Australia's electricity. Following that speech, the ALP conference passed a resolution which stated as follows, quote, Labor will adopt post-2020 pollution reduction targets, that's assuming that carbon dioxide's a pollution, a pollutant, which it isn't, consistent with doing Australia's fair share in limiting global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. Labor will base these targets on the latest advice of bodies such as the Independent Climate Change Authority. That was a resolution passed. Well, the Climate Change Authority's advice outlines a 40 to 60% reduction in CO2 emission levels from the year 2000 to the year 2030. Now, a carbon dioxide reduction. Now, remember, carbon dioxide is a minor trace gas in the atmosphere. The amount of CO2 in the atmosphere is 0.04% of all gases. And 97% of that occurs naturally. 97% of 0.04. Only 3% of the 0.04% is caused by human activity, and we're responsible for 1.5% of the 3%. And for all of that, billions of dollars being thrown at all of this. So, since then, of course, all hell's broken loose with the release of modelling yesterday, commissioned by Labor when they were in government, which shows Mr. Shorten's promise would devastate the economy, stripping $600 billion from it over the 15 years to 2030, if you're lucky. $600 billion. So now Labor's running for cover, literally arguing black is white. The Shadow Environment Minister, Mark Butler, now says Labor didn't adopt emission reduction targets at its national conference. Really? So Bill Shorten was just talking for the sake of it, was he? I mean, confirming you can't believe a word the bloke says, except it will mean more of your money. And this bloke and the rabble he leads lay claim to credibility. They are a joke.